Happy Mother's Day. It's her Mother's Day. It's not all y'all's. And not everything's about you women. Your Hallmark Day comes later. Today is Mary's Mother's Day. It's a day in which we turn to Mary, especially at the beginning of a new year, and the church holds her up as the one who is, yes, given to us as our mother. She was given by Jesus to us to be our mother too. But before that even, she had become the mother of God. She had become the Theotokos, the one who bore God in her very womb. The mother of God and the mother of all humanity. And there's something different about a mother's love, which it's different than a father's love or a spouse that, a love that a spouse has for another spouse or a child. There's something that is different about a mother's love. And I know all moms are different, all women are different, all this sort of stuff. But in the very nature of motherhood, there is something about that love which is different than all the other ones. Because it is only a mother who carries within her womb for 9 months the child. And to be honest, for those first months and even years of a child's life, it's the mother. It's the mother in the particular love that she has which helps to nurture the child. A nurturing love is one that helps, that provides the things that are necessary for that thing, that person, to grow and to develop. And so Mary, she is our mother, and there's something different about a mother's love. There is a nurturing aspect in the very nature of Mary's love for us. And it's one which helps our faith especially to grow. When I was a very young priest, my first assignment was at St. Mary's in Bismarck, which is a great church. And in the very back, there's perhaps the most beautiful stained glass window in all of North Dakota. It's this huge stained glass of Mary. So when you're up in the sanctuary and you're looking back, you can see it. And I would sit sometimes for an extra long time after communion. I would just look up at her as the sun from the west was coming in through that window. It was a window that was donated to the church by Medora. Yes, Medora herself. And what Mary does and what she did for me, you know, you're young, you're a priest, you're immature. And many of us, you know, we know in our faith at one point or maybe even now, there's an immaturity in it. That it doesn't have a whole lot of great depth. But there's a way that a mother helps that faith that we have to grow and to develop if we go to her and allow that. And so she was instrumental in those first couple years in the parish. And then I was 4 years at the University of Mary as the chaplain there, and she's everywhere there, everywhere. She's the entire identity of the university. Everything about it is Mary. It is her who is there. And it was there that she really took flesh in my very being, in my priesthood. And she does this thing where she, Mary, and this is what she desires to do for each of us. If we go to her, she will take that which might be immature within us, and she'll help to nurture it. So our faith. We go to her with the little faith that we have, or where at times it needs a bolstering. And in the way that only a mother can, she nurtures it, she helps it to grow and to develop into something deeper than it was, but also to recognize how much further it has to go, not in any sort of sad, despairing way, but rather in a hopeful way. Mary, a beautiful thing of her being placed right at the beginning of the year, is Mary is the one through whom hope was born. And she's the one who can give birth anew to us of hope, Jesus within us. And Mary, she has this way in which, what's the right way to put it? She'll take that which is given to her, and in a very hidden way, she helps to form it, and it always brings a person closer to Jesus, because the way that she forms it is always in the shape of the cross. I know that sounds very abstract, but it's this truthful way in which everything that is brought to Mary, our mother, everything, she draws us closer to Jesus through it. And this is from the very beginning. Mary, after even the resurrection and after Pentecost, she was given to the apostles and to the whole church as their mother. And it was she to whom the apostles came during those earliest days. She was given to live with John, the youngest and the only one who wasn't martyred but suffered much. And it was to her that the apostles would come in the greatest difficulties of those earliest apostolic days. And in the days of the early centuries of the young church, when there were the greatest times of persecution, who was it that they would turn to, this young Christian church? They would turn to Mary. They would pray and ask for her intercession. Sub tuum presidium, under your protection we come, Mary. It was a song you heard just before Mass. It goes back to the 3rd century. Under your protection we come, Mary, and we place our plight at your feet, and we ask you to bring these prayers and to bring our plight to your Son, Jesus Christ. And it was all the way down through the centuries, all the greatest of saints, the one common thread, as different as they all are, is there is an immense and beautiful love for Mary. They would go to her. And especially for me as a priest, I recognize all the great priest saints. There was a love for Jesus in the Eucharist, and there was a deep abiding love for Mary. And you as well. To go to her. None of us has an idea at all what this coming year holds. But we do know what God desires to do with whatever may come this year. To deepen your faith, to draw you closer to Him. And the one who is able to do that more powerfully and quicker than anyone else is our mother, in a way that only a mother can. And so that's my great encouragement for you as we enter into this new year. Go to her. Go to her. Bring it all to her. And she will, in a way that only a mother can, draw you closer to Christ through the cross. In a couple days, 45 of us are taking off down to a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I'll be bringing all of you there, even if you're not coming. Even if you don't want to go, I'm bringing you there in prayer. And I'm going to be praying for you, especially in this coming year, that you'll come to know her, and that she, I promise you, she'll bring you closer to Jesus, and that she will nurture and deepen your faith in this coming year.